Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
It's technically possible that the White Sox clinch the division over the weekend, but I think it's more likely that they do it early next week. So Monday, if they have clinched the division, obviously we'll go crazy on that. But expect us to break down the Bears game on Monday. And it's hard. I'm looking at the numbers and listening to all sorts of stuff. It's hard for me to not think that the Bears are going to roll in this game, but we shall see. We shall see what version of defense we will have the Giants play, because they have some tendencies to play man fairly often. And we'll see which Mitch version shows up and when that version of Mitch shows up. I'm sure Danny Parkins will be talking about Bears Giants and also the White Sox winning the division. He joins me now. Hello, Danny.
Hello, Lawrence. I will be talking about both of those things. We got to celebrate the White Sox clinching the playoffs live on the show yesterday. It was awesome. It felt like a foregone conclusion. And as I was watching them celebrate on the field, they weren't, you know, overly exuberant. I know it got a little bit more excitable once they got away from the cameras inside the clubhouse. And Dane Dunning is actually going to join us on the show today to tell us what it was like inside that clubhouse. Not sure when, probably sometime in the 3 o'clock hour, maybe early in the 4 o'clock hour. But Rick Hahn is speaking today, so White Sox fans will hear from him, and Dane Dunning will be on the show. And it felt like just the first step. So congratulations to you as a diehard White Sox fan. But I feel like there are so many more congratulations coming with this team, hopefully this year and certainly into the future, that this is a fairly small one in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, but it's the first one in a really
long time.
So yep. I've been, my whole mantra has been celebrate all the steps. And it gave, you know, what was cool is like the way that they won yesterday's game. I think also it like if it was a 8-0 blowout or something like that, it would have felt good. But the fact that they had to kind of fight for the win in that game, and you saw a lot of the elements on why they've had success so far this season, even in the 5 1/3 that Reynaldo Lopez threw yesterday, it was still improvement. Like what he's done in his last two starts since being a member of the Schaumburg boys has been good. Like it's better than the version that left the White Sox active roster. Seeing Jose Abreu beat out an infield single. Like you never thought that was going to happen in your life without some sort of like bobble. And he's hustling down the line. And Aloy, who has just been quietly putting up numbers over the last month, has been it was really fun to see them win a game that way for a celebration that has been 12 years in the making.
Yeah, I mean, amen. And 12 years is a long time. And I will just say from the – and you witnessed it all, obviously, but from the fan perspective of the Cubs, it's – I was talking dynasty after 2016. They had won 97 games in 2015. this team is pacing for 107 wins. If it was a full 162, I'm sure that would not have happened, but maybe it would have. Who knows? And then they obviously got it in 2016, and it felt like it was going to last forever. And that was partly because I know that the fans sometimes always think the window's longer than it is, but it was partly because they also had the money to help it last longer, right? Like the Cubs' margin for error is greater than the White Sox margin for error because they can spend $200 million plus on payroll, and that's something that we're probably not going to see from the White Sox for a while. And so even with all of that, though, you thought it was going to last forever, and it obviously doesn't. And then you can just spend a lot of time chasing the past and trying to get back there. So to your point of celebrate every step, we had a caller yesterday after they clinched who was like, this validates the rebuild. And I was like, don't let them off the hook that easily. Like they've got to accomplish way more. The rebuild was the right decision whether they win a World Series or they don't. But they got to accomplish way more for way longer than for us to say, like, this was a successful rebuild. But it's just, they're such a fun team. They are so enjoyable to watch. They're so likable. I was thinking about, like, if I'm a 12-year-old White Sox fan, and this is my first favorite White Sox team, how many legitimately awesome choices you have for who would be your favorite player?
Between
Aloy and Robert and Anderson and Moncada. I feel like those
and Lucas.
Maybe, sure. Put him in there. And Lucas as the ace if you were drawn to pitching. I think some of those guys, especially Aloy, his personality and Anderson's personality is just so magnetic that I feel like they would be the ones. And then Robert is so flashy that it would draw most kids to those three. But there's just so many choices. It's a really enjoyable team to watch, and I'm genuinely happy for Sox fans. Like it's gonna be a long time of success for you guys.
Here's a little bit of breaking news on the White Sox. Garrett Crochet is getting called up today.
They're all in, baby.
Well, all right then.
What do you think his role is gonna be?
I would imagine it's in the bullpen, but I'm sure that they're kind of – well, there's a couple things. The alarm goes off in my head of, wait, is Dallas Keuchel okay? Like, that's the first place that my mind goes to.
Sure.
Is Dallas going to be all right? I imagine they're going to take a look at him and see if Crochet can be someone that they use out of the bullpen, but maybe they might want him to start a game.
Well, Lawrence, I worry about, is Aaron Bummer okay when I see that?
Well, Bummer worked out yesterday, and maybe they found out today that he wasn't feeling quite right. But I know that he and Keuchel were out there working out pregame, and the NBC Sports Chicago cameras like got a little bit of it on their pregame. So, yeah, I think that That's what we do, Tanny, right? Like, we always think the worst. Like, it's not
got
like
to.
It's not like, yay, Crochet is up. This is fantastic. It's like, hey, what does this mean? What bad thing are they trying to cover up by bringing up this good thing? Well, hopefully, it's just that they've got some time. They've got some space. They can experiment with some things and maybe a couple of roles here and there. I'm all for it. Bring up everybody and let's go.
We are WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. We have a very busy show today, but I did want to ask you one Bears thing. You were obviously very hard on Matt Patricia for the decision to play man-to-man, and it makes total sense that Mitch has had success against them and that defense, and it simplifies it for him. Many, many people were critical of it. Dave Wannstedt was on the show yesterday. I don't know if you heard it, and he said
I heard him talking about the reasons why they decided to play man.
Yeah, he said this early in the season, if your top three corners are out and you've got a bunch of young guys who have never played together before, you can't be out there playing zone and disguising coverages because someone's going to mess up. If it was later in the season, maybe it's different. If they had played together, maybe it's different, but week one, limited offseason, all young guys back up when your top three are gone. The only choice is, hey, you're guarding 12, you're guarding 87, you know what I mean? And do it that way.
I I disagree with my man, and that's my dude. I love Wani. That's my guy. I disagree. I don't think you have to disguise anything at the end of the game. I think that you could stay in cover two, and you could even explain what it is that you want the young corners to do in cover two. You got a 17-yard landmark. No one is to get on the outside of you. And you're going to release the receiver to the safety at the 17-yard mark, and we're going to rush with four. Keep everything in front of you. That to me, like when you got a 17-point lead on a team in the fourth quarter, you don't need to disguise anything. You can play a measure of prevent. And you could do this too. You could play cover two man. Fine. Tell your corners you're going to play man. We're going to have two safeties over the top instead of single high safety, the way that Patricia likes to play it. So I don't think that, yes, I think that it matters when you're talking about like depth. Like there's a depth issue at corner for them going into the game, and then it gets worse as the game goes on. But if you have a defense that has never played or can't play cover two or cover two man, come on, fam. You got bigger problems than
I think that they do. I think they do. And it was just an interesting counter perspective to what you had gone so hard with. I just was curious if you had heard it. We have some news on the White Sox, by the way. Evan Marshall, 10-day injured list, shoulder inflammation.
Okay, so there's the other shoe dropping. It's Evan Marshall, who's been incredible out of the bullpen this year for the White Sox. All right,
that hurts.
Okay, but okay. You still got 10 days left of the season. There's still time. That White Sox bullpen, by the way, I was going through the numbers. they've been ridiculously good. The ERA of the White Sox bullpen over the last 12 games is 1.67.
That'll play. Yeah, my concern with the Sox this year at the beginning of the year, even though I picked them to win more than the Cubs, was a little too inexperienced and not enough pitching depth in both places. Like, on paper, they had enough arms to cover it, but unless anything went wrong, I didn't think they did. But their offense is so damn good, Lawrence, that you could tell me that, okay, Evan Marshall's hurt, and they're bringing up Crochet, they're bringing up a young guy, and, you know, we're going to talk to Dane Dunning today, I believe. I just got the text, 3:30, he's going to be on the show. Or excuse me, Dane Dunning at 4, or 4:20 today, the bullpen session he's throwing is at 3:30. So we're going to talk to him after his bullpen session today. Their offense is so damn good, I'm not sure how many injuries would need to happen on that pitching staff for me to say that they don't have enough arms. Because as long as they have Giolito and they have that offense, they probably have enough arms.
Maybe. I hope that what we've seen from Dane Dunning has been the guy. I know that that's what they're hoping eventually he turns into. I'm so happy that he's already taken that step of like, okay, the first couple of starts, he wasn't going up against great lineups. Then he's able to do it against Minnesota, and you feel a little bit better because that's a lineup that mashes. But I'm still concerned about what happens in a best of three in your game three or a longer series, what happens after you give the ball to Giolito, fingers crossed, and Keuchel.
Yeah, I mean, all these teams have flaws, man. Maybe except the Dodgers. All of them have flaws. But
they got some flaws, too. It's called Clayton Kershaw in the playoffs.
Well, okay, I'll still trust the skill set, but I want those flaws.
Want those regular season flaws, and they have the best player in the National League, in my opinion, in Mookie.
Yeah, that team is ridiculous. I think they'll break through eventually. But Lawrence, man, have a good weekend. We got Greg Giannotti coming on, who's absolutely hilarious, to talk Giants and pick some games coming up at the end of this hour. Olin Krutz at 3. Dane Dunning, pick a player, Len Casper. We're hanging out and sending people into the weekend, all right?
Thank you, sir. Have a fun show.
Thank you. That is Lawrence Holmes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.